The bizarre story is today, maybe you win some tickets to check out the boys from Shinedown, Brent and Zach, doing the acoustic show at Starland on January 25th.
That's fantastic.
That's on the quiz on Friday.
All right.
Now, here's the headline.
Okay.
Okay, and there's
headline.
I happened to look at this particular story from the secondary point of view.
Secondary point of view.
The headline is, quote, you could be losing 6 days a year by hitting snooze on your alarm clock when you wake up. According to a new study, 36% of people hit the snooze button 4 times every morning.
Oh, my.
And each one of those snoozes is like 9 minutes. And
yeah.
So if you count up all that time over the course of a year, it comes out to 6 whole days. And they say, quote, you could be losing 6 days a year by hitting snooze on your alarm.
I see.
The way I look at it is you can gain 6 days of sleep by hitting your snooze 4 times every morning.
Oh, I see.
Huh?
You're looking at it from the perspective of sleep.
Yes.
Sleepy time.
There's nothing more important than sleep. Now, granted, the sleep that you get between the snooze and the alarm coming back again is not really high-quality sleep.
But, yeah, there
but
is
still,
that.
If you told me yesterday that you had a plan for me to gain 6 days a year of sleep, I would sign that ticket in a minute.
Well, I guess keep hitting your snooze alarm.
Right.
I don't do the snooze ever. I just chuck my alarm clock across the room.
Right.
Like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning already?
Already? How'd that happen?
I just finished the Monday night football game like 2 hours ago.
I know. Come on now. Story number 2 takes us to DeKalb, Illinois, where we have found the dumbest human on the planet.
Uh-oh.
A man has complained to the police that he paid a prostitute, but she never showed up.
Oh, well, I mean, she's a no-show.
Peter Coleman.
And what kind of rookie mistake gives a, with all due respect, a working lady the cash up front before the act has been commiserated?
Can I introduce you to my friend Gino, who paid the ladies to show up to the bachelor party before the party? And then guess who didn't?
Of course.
Hi, Gino.
What a dope.
I use the term friend loosely. However, Peter Coleman of DeKalb, Illinois,
yes,
paid a young lady $40 on PayPal with the agreement that she would come over to his place, they would wookie, wicky, wacky, wookie, and then he would pay her another $50, and she would go on her merry way.
Wonderful. You just gave her $43,
right.
Dopey.
So he decided he wanted his money back.
Well, I can't do that now.
And he should call the police so they could go get him a refund.
Right. I don't think the cops are going to.
He got himself arrested.
This is not going to go how you think it is.
For solicitation of a prostitute.
A crime.
And she did not even hear from the police as far as we know.
Unless you're in Nevada. It's a crime. That's like giving the, which I actually stupidly did when I was a teenager.
Uh-oh.
The local kind of wino money when you were like under, like I was 17 and I gave him money to go in a liquor store and buy me booze.
Right.
He took my $20 and he totally disappeared.
And he went through the back door.
He went through the back door. Yeah. I'm sitting there like 45 minutes later. Where's my Budweiser? You can't make that mistake. Certain people, you don't give the money up front. You wait till the transaction is satisfied.
Send that one out to my buddy Gino.
Okay, Gino.
And buddy is a loose term. And now our third and final story of the week. Now, these folks you will see probably on The View or Today or Ellen. Here's the story of the couple that was in Times Square in New York last Friday. He stops, gets down on one knee to propose. She says yes. However, in the ensuing transfer of engagement ring to finger, he fumbles it, drops it, and it falls through one of those grates that are all over New York City.
Oh, mamma mia, how could you do that?
They asked the police for help, but they couldn't get the ring, so they had to leave and move on.
God.
Well, on Saturday, the police returned to that grate, were able to open it up and dig down through the muck, and they did indeed find the ring.
Oh, this is good.
Saturday late morning, they posted surveillance security footage of the actual loss of the ring,
yes,
because they apparently did not get the name or number or contact info for the couple.
Yes.
So they posted it and said, hey, does anyone know this couple? Because we found their ring. The couple was identified.
Oh, wow.
The ring returned to her finger.
Oh, my God.
And now everybody's going to be on Ellen or the Today Show, or Jimmy Fallon's going to do a bit where he's actually the New York City cop who finds the ring in the muck.
Right.
Or something thereof.
Well, it's such a happy ending.
Ain't it, though?
That will probably end in disaster in about 7 years.
Well, it's a marriage.
Well, you know.
That's the No Sweat News today, brought to you by Matt Blatt Kia. A Black Friday pricing all month long at Matt Blatt Kia, Route 37, Toms River, MattBlattKia.com. We're giving away Smith & Myers Shinedown Boys tickets on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning.